This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Military conspiracies. But you bring back a very interesting subject here. Eisenhower, and you think this guy would be part of the military-industrial complex because he was a general. So his career is over. He's finishing his presidency. He's warning against the rise of the military-industrial complex.
Yes, indeed.
Why did he do that? Did he fear there would be repercussions, or did he feel at this point, look, I've done my work, I'm an old man, they can't do anything, I'm just going to tell the story?
Yeah, on the personal level, I think he felt that he was in the last phase of his life, so really, what could they do to him? You know, remember, he was a good Army officer, and a military officer, you know, you weigh the risks. And he determined that the risk was that what he was trying to achieve by saying what he said was worth the risk for the good that he hoped it would do. You know, he was trying to plant a seed in the public's mind and awaken them to this thing that he saw growing that he feared, rightly so, would get its tendrils and a good grip on our political machine, on our government, and push us in directions that would, you know, be bad for us. He saw that. You know, I think Kennedy, of course, saw it too. You know, Kennedy didn't want to get so deeply involved in Vietnam. Well, the military-industrial complex profited greatly from Vietnam.
Well, they signed the Bell helicopter deal, I think, the day after, 2 days after he was assassinated.
Oh, yeah. LBJ, the obvious beneficiary of that assassination, and I'll say the witting beneficiary of that assassination. Yeah, he did a bunch of stuff before Kennedy hadn't been in the ground very long when LBJ was doing this.
Well, one thing about Eisenhower, I think he could have gone even further with his admonishments and cautionary statements. It's not like you're going to take away the pension of an ex-president who was also a five-star general.
Well, remember, this would have been the early days of their influence, you know, on that shadowy level. And who knows why he didn't go further. Maybe that was all he knew. Maybe with the extent to which he saw it was what he shared. You know, it was a suspicion at the time. Or maybe he was still afraid of what they might do to him. But then think about this. Maybe he was afraid of what they would do to his family and others.
Laura Eisenhower. We'll make her into a chrononaut and send her to Mars with Barack Obama.
Wait, that didn't happen?
Well, she says it didn't. And with Andrew Bisaggio, and they were trained by Ed Dames, don't forget. Who went on coast to coast and said, I don't know who these people are, don't. but I digress.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Grumpy Chris is trying to be funny Chris now. Well, I don't know. It all it's all very intriguing, and I think there's a lot of people with their heads in the sand, and the deeper the heads go, the more of a chance they have to break into an antediluvian tunnel system.
Yeah, one would think so. One would think so. I would love to, like I said, I'm really intrigued. This is why I'm, you know, I finally decided I've got to address this. I wrote the article that was published in Fate magazine under my then pseudonym because my employment at the time was sensitive, so I wasn't writing anything with my real name on it. And I did this, I had done some fiction, and I released the article under my fiction pseudonym. And it was published in Fate magazine, and it was selected for their Best of Roswell volume. And so it's been out there. I've talked about it over the years. I've alluded to it in a couple of my books, but I decided, you know what, I really have to dig into this and, you know, address the details of it and really state where I stand on this issue of, you know, my dad's story. You know, people ask me, well, do you agree with his version of events and what he's saying? And I have to say that there is much more evidence for, and here it comes to my critics. I'm giving them, you know, a heads up. Here it comes. The best evidence for what Roswell might have been, we go back to Joseph Farrell and his book that continues to be ignored and is hated by the ET people. They hate it. I might add that the most vocal critics that I have encountered of Joseph's Roswell and the Reich, they admit in the conversation that they've never read the book. I don't know how you can trash something and just dismiss it without having read it. But really, honestly, on this issue of Roswell, you know, to just comment on that, the best book, the most thoroughly researched, the most thoroughly filled out theory on Roswell has been Joseph Farrell's theory that it was the post-war Reich, the early days of this Nazi international. And no other Roswell book, most of the other Roswell books go on, you know, witness testimony. Well, you guys know, all of us know, and Kevin Randall was talking about it recently, that, you know, the Roswell witness testimony has turned out to be mostly, you know, unreliable and in some cases just a load of crap. So, you know, I see the Reich theory, the post-war Reich Nazi international theory of Roswell to be so far the best presented. Now, that would dispute what my dad's story is or was. So personally, you know, I have to admit, I have to acknowledge, you know, the more thoroughly presented theory with more evidence, tangible evidence you can put your fingers on, and that my dad's story is admittedly, you know, in the fantastic realm. He certainly believed it, and I discussed that in the new book.
It's kind of hard to misconstrue a guy standing next to you being dropped by an exotic weapon. I mean, that would leave a lasting impression, I would think.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Exactly. Now, and remember what I used to do. People know I was an OSI agent, and I was, you know, got my training and had experience in interview and interrogation techniques. And among them are the tools you're given to better determine. Nothing is 100% now, but to better determine if someone is telling the truth as they believe it, as they, you know, if they're telling you, you know, in the case of my dad, I am convinced that he was telling me the truth as it happened for him. Now, why am I saying that? Again, I'm going to be going into this in the new book. It might be that his memory certainly could have been convoluted by things put in there. I can tell you, I know at the time I was in OSI in the late 90s, you know, hypnosis was a tool that OSI would use in a collections interview technique that was on the books. It was a tool that was in the toolbox. Now, you know, what I think about that in light of what we're talking about is, okay, if hypnosis, you know, if they used hypnosis, there's what my uncle told me that was used on my dad to assist, you might say, in him not talking about certain things was hypnosis, a hypnotic tool, okay? Now, how easy would it have been for them to plant some of the more fantastical elements of his story into his memory of it during that hypnosis? See? So it might be that to a certain extent, what he's saying are, you know, these little core facts and nuggets. And again, what I've thrown out there, I will be going deeper into in the book. Okay. I'm not just going to throw that out there and not extrapolate on it in the book. But it could be that what my dad was telling me is memory of actual events that is peppered, has been peppered or seasoned with more fantastical elements. Why would they do that? So that, you know, years later when this control starts breaking down and he starts blabbing about it to his son, it seems less credible, right? Because of the fantastic elements. There would be your motivation there for putting, you know, such ideas into someone's head.
A little post-hypnotic suggestion.
We have a post-hypnotic suggestion for you, but you'll forget it after these announcements. With Walter Bosley and Gene and Chris, you're in.
There, I guess.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
If you want to get your website online and you need reliable service, first-class service at the lowest possible price, there's only one place to go. Well, DreamHost has a special promotion with our show where they'll offer you unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click web apps such as WordPress, 24/7 support. You can save over $55. You want to know how? Go to DreamHost.com/radio, DreamHost.com/radio.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So
that was a good one, Gene.
You like that one, huh?
You will not hear the commercials.
The only way you will not hear the commercials is if you subscribe to the Paracast Plus at plus.theparacast.com. This is a recording. I don't know. So after all the talk about these breakaway civilizations, you've done it, Joseph Farrell has done it. If you were hitting close to the mark, do you fear that some outside force would try to stop you? Or is it just lost in the noise?
I think that to a great extent, they just let it be out there to get lost in the noise because they know that most people are not going to take it seriously. I think that initially, if they emerge and you know, approach you or whatever, I don't think it's a malevolent approach. I think it's, you know, more of a subtle type of contact just to feel you out and see where you're really at, to see how you react to the ambiguity of, you know, someone walking up to you in a park on a Sunday morning and having a very interesting chat relevant to research you'd been doing.
Has that happened to you? Have you had a encounter with someone that said maybe you're starting to talk about some things that you really, most people don't have a need to know, or however the terminology would be languaged?
It's certainly within the realm of possibility that that has, or it could even be, you know, someone would, you know, want to introduce you to a friend of theirs, and that friend is connected to, you know, certain players that are also very interesting, and, you know, they let you know that they've been watching you, and they let you know this in an indirect way by pretending to talk about a third party, but it just so happens that third party's activities that they're talking about in front of you are things you've been doing. Yeah.
Well, that's what Bryce Zabel claims. He had kind of a interesting little run in during the Dark Skies television show that he was producing back in the 90s. He said he had a very disconcerting couple of encounters, such as you described. But so it really hasn't happened to you, but you don't dismiss the possibility that it could.
I'll tell you what, I prefer not to comment on that because, I think you know.
An ill wind blows no man good.
I don't. You know what? Here's my thing. My policy has been, for a few years now, to just not talk about certain things, you know, in a public forum, and it has served me well. And I keep on doing that. What I can and am willing to talk about, I put into the books.
So if I start asking you questions about psychotronic weapons platforms, behavior modification, and societal manipulation technology, we probably wouldn't have too long of a conversation.
Probably because I don't know any more about that than you do. here's the thing about personal experiences, okay, when you're a researcher. You know this well, Chris, okay? You dig into something deep enough and long enough, interesting players and characters are going to emerge. And I think you also know that certain things, the less you are open about them, the more you get. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And the only time I ran into problems is when I was dealing with underground facilities.
Yeah, you know.
Interestingly enough.
but it's like this, you know, you can go back to the Danny Casolaro story and the octopus and what happened with him. These people that these bad things happened to, they were given warnings. You know, it wasn't like they were just going along investigating and writing and then all of a sudden they're suicided. They warn you. They tell you to shut up about certain things.
Before. Like the guy that wrote Unfortunate Son, or Gary Webb from the Sun Mercury Times, or
yeah.
I mean, we could go down a whole list of...
And here's the thing. I haven't had anybody walk up to me and tell me, knock it off, shut up. Believe me, if someone comes up to me and says, hey, we're going to, you know, kill your son or your mom or you, you know, it's like, hey, you know, I think I'll start writing that next pulp novel, you know. I'm not stupid. I don't want to go, you know, I don't want to be suicided, you know, because I'm stubborn.
Well, the thing is, too, if they did do something to you, that would only confirm a lot of what you said was true. It's easier to just leave you alone.
Yeah, exactly. It is easier. I think, you know, over time, these guys, you know, I say these guys with quotes around it, you know, they've learned that with certain things in this realm, with these certain things that, yeah, just leave them alone because who's going to believe it? You know, they're worried about a critical mass of the population figuring something out or learning something or believing something. That's what they're worried about. And until there's a critical mass, they just, you know, whatever.
80% of the American population doesn't even know that a third building fell on 9/11, just to give you a... Right. So I don't think critical mass is really... I think there's anti-critical mass. People get so dumb that they actually are, you know, they go full circle and they become smart.
Yeah. You know, what I do is I just look into stuff that interests me. I pull threads, and the parts that end up in books are the parts that I feel that I can or should put in the books.
Yeah, and they also might have some evidence to back them up, too, hopefully.
Well, see, there you go. The stuff that goes into the books, I try to present either, you know, the direct or hard evidence, or at least when I'm speculating, I try to provide why I'm speculating this. And I'd like to say, occasionally I get the knucklehead who, you know, I can't buy, you know, Bosley, there's too much conjecture. You know, he speculates, you know, as if they didn't know that I'm speculating, when if you've read my books, I have increasingly just made it very clear, like I'm hitting the reader over the head with a club, that the following is speculation. You know, anybody who would read my speculations and claim not to have known that they were going into speculation, they're just playing their own game, you know, or they're ignorant. They're not really reading the books. But, you know, and I'm glad you brought that up about, you know, you hope there's evidence behind it. That's the thing. What I put in the books are, again, the things that I hope that the evidence I presented justifies, you know, putting it out there for public consumption, you know.
Qualified speculation is expected in this realm. I mean, there's no way to get around it.
Yeah, anybody who would, you know, come on. I'm not fooling myself. Anybody who would pick up my book, Origin, you know, 20th Century Breakaway Civilizations with a Del Shal arrow and a flying saucer image on the front, you know, anybody that would, you know, come on, they and not expect that they're going to, you know, see some speculation. You know, that's just one of these, you know, millennial skeptic drum club little weenies who, you know, they're angry at dad for whatever reason. And, you know, they've got to grind an axe on somebody's head. But
well, their Xbox broke.
Yeah, their Xbox broke. It's like, I don't even know why they swim in these waters.
We're going to sink if we don't swim.
Yeah.
We have a couple more segments left with Walter Bosley and Grumpy Chris and Gene. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-939-9634. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We are ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-939-9634. That's 1-800-939-9634.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
He gets grumpier and grumpier, Chris O'Brien.
Well, I've been working on that, Gene.
It's enlightenment.
I'm trying to give myself an attitude makeover.
It's not going to help. So when you look at all this and all this information you've come across, what do you think about the general flavor of the UFO field where we all expect E.T. is going to come down and save us? Or there will be disclosure. Obama is the latest one. Obama, before he leaves office, will disclose the truth. What do you think about that stuff?
And vote for Hillary because she's going to disclose it and blah, blah, blah. This whole disclosure thing, it was a trend, a fad that I think its time needs to end. It's not going to happen. When it happens, it's going to be on the terms of the ETs themselves, okay? This disclosure thing is a good shtick that generates what its purveyors want to generate. And the ET hypothesis. You know, here's the thing. I totally accept you know, that there are ETs out there. Duh. You know, look at what I've written, listen to things I've said. But I think that ufology, with this one-note song, that it must be the ET hypothesis or nothing else, it's hurt itself and it's hurt the field. It's time for ufology to step away from that, if not, you know, 100%, which it shouldn't step away probably 100%, but it needs to start, you know, looking in some other directions. You know, here's the thing. The value of looking in other directions, going outside your box, is that you could very well find the evidence out there that supports the theory in your box. This is what they're childishly and stubbornly refusing to do. What they don't realize is that I learned this as a criminal investigator. You know, think outside the box, go outside the box, and what do you know? Sometimes you find the very evidence that fits what's in the box.
One is reminded of the Calvin and Hobbes cartoon where Calvin is saying the sure sign that there's intelligent life elsewhere in the universe is that none of it's come here to visit us.
So, yeah, that's good. That's good.
Fermi's paradox in reverse, I think. I'm not sure.
You know, that said, you know, this is why this recent talk you guys had with Kevin Randall, he was on recently, right, with you guys?
Yeah, a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I'm not getting my shows mixed up. Yeah, that's right, because I commented in the forum. I found, you know, some people were jaded because, oh, he's, you know, he's turned his back on the ET thing, blah, 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 for Roswell. Personally, I found it refreshing that there was Randall saying, hey, you know what, this ET thing might not be the answer to Roswell, you know, or the all the lore and the, what's the word for it, the dogma that we've had of Roswell, an ET incident, you know, maybe that's been a false religion.
I think Joseph Farrell really hit the nail on the head. The reason why they freaked out so much is because it was terrestrial technology and they had no idea where it came from.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, there you go. I don't see how anybody interested in Roswell can read Joseph's book, Roswell and the Reich, and just dismiss it. All that is childish, you know, stubborn insistence on you want your Santa Claus story to be true.
Well, it's religious belief. Once you start shaking the doctrine and shaking the doctrine tree, people tend to their eyes glaze over and their knees start getting sore from genuflecting.
And then they throw out, you know, their scripture of, well, what about this? What about that? Well, most of the this and that they point to has either already been discredited as crap, or it's stuff that's so far out into the weeds that it doesn't serve as you know, evidence to support, you know, the theory. I hate to say it, but, you know, it's as far as ufology is concerned, the ET hypothesis, it's kind of like, you know, a Star Trek TV series. You know, it needs to go away for a while, you know, and then, you know, come back fresh. Well, the ET hypothesis in ufology kind of needs to not be the center of attention, not be the forefront. It needs to not be the measure of, you know, whether, you know, that those circles are going to accept you or not. It needs to just be pushed aside for the time being and other things looked at and considered. But, there's some people that are going to kick and scream and
write me the emails saying, how dare you attack the ETI hypothesis? You don't realize you're disenfranchising yourself from a huge potential audience out there. And it's like,
who gives? I got news from who gives a damn? You know, because there's just as big an audience out there that will be interested in some of these other possibilities. So, you know, this nonsense that the ET hypothesis crowd, you know, that they're the congregation and, you know, you'll be whatever on the.
Hey,
on the
I'm going right to the altar this weekend. I'm going to go out to Conflict in the Desert and do a Fear and Loathing in Joshua Tree video project.
Conflict. I love that. Conflict in the Desert. That is beautiful. You know, that's only like an hour away from me.
You should come out. Walter, you should come out, man. We'll hang.
I should go out and crash it.
We'll have fun. We'll go around and interview people and film everybody in their alien costumes and the overflowing
porta
potties.
Is that this weekend?
Yeah.
Now, understand here. If you actually pay to go, it's like $250.
Oh,
I won't be that.
You want me to go in and listen to David Wilcock talk about the current space war going on above our heads right now? Or I
wouldn't pay $2.50 to hear that.
They'd have to pay me.
Exactly. You know, I'll be Gene. If I were, I unfortunately I have some family stuff to do this weekend. Damn it! But I'd be crawling under the fence. Is how I'd be there. Like I said, crashing it. But
yeah.
Yeah, well, you're a former agent. You know how it's done.
I know how to do that, right? I wouldn't have to crawl under the fence. I used to be pretty good at just calmly slipping in through authorized personnel areas of the public world pretty easily.
Hey, I used to get backstage at all the concerts at the Garden because I'd go. Blank silk, the silk material that they make the backstage passes, and a whole tray of magic markers, and I'd scrutinize the backstage pass, and then I'd do a reasonable facsimile.
There you go. Same skill set. Same skill set. You know, I was just, backed up by the U.S. government. That's all.
Right. Sanctioned.
Yeah, sanctioned. Yeah, that's it.
Going to burn a bunch of tape and put together a nice hard-hitting piece on the folly of, what do they call it, the Woodstock of ufology.
Jesus.
Ufology.
Ufology. But, now there's going to be people that, I'm going to be getting those hate mails like you get, Chris.
Well, I don't get hate mail. They just, they bitch and moan. Well, you're so grumpy. You're always so down on everything and everybody. And it's like, well, give me something to be up about.
I got a long letter from somebody who didn't want to join Paracast Plus, but may join it anyway to help us all out. But their big point is that you were getting grumpier and grumpier, and it was more and more difficult to listen to you. And I don't think that at all. I try to maintain even keel because I am a professional announcer.
I think there's just some people out there that come on, we're dealing with this, belabored with this in our society, this hypersensitivity. There's namby-pams. There's just too many namby-pams out there, Grow a hide, I don't find Chris to be grumpy Chris at all when I've listened.
Well, I'm a little cynical and jaded, but grumpy? I don't know. It just, when I think grumpy, I think of, some old codger sitting there, trying to find his teeth and, it needs new glasses, And
that might be us in a couple of years, right?
I'm not really grumpy. I'm over all the religious belief parts of this. It's getting to a point where you go online, you just have to quickly avert your eyes from.
Yeah, there's like a whole generation in the ufology world that they've seen Close Encounters in ET one too many times. They really are, it's going to be just like Richard Dreyfuss. They're going to come get me. They're going to take me.
Well, that's what happened to Richard Dreyfuss. That's what happened to his career, I think. We have Walter Bosley and Gene and Chris for one more segment. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also, print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death.
At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Micah Hanks of the Gray Alien Report, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Okay, so I don't know. His career was still pretty good after that, Richard Dreyfuss.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
By the way, he played Dick Cheney in a movie, didn't he, W?
Yeah, he did. He did a good job, too, although it was a little bland.
I haven't seen that movie yet. I'm going to have to Netflix that, believe it or not. That one came out, I think, when I was still in my out-of-the-country-a-lot phase. So there's a lot of movies and stuff that I missed.
Yep. That's interesting. You know, let's just get back to this. Any more questions, Chris, in this hill?
There's one, another one from Greer's Meeting Planner.
Uh-huh.
I just can't get over that name. From Sydney, Australia. You make some assertions when talking about Delchow's aero drawings. For example, domes on the pictures are not balloons.
Uh-huh.
And you talk about the maneuvering capability of the craft, I guess, of the drawing that you have there, and that they have anti-gravity technology. His question is, how do you know from just looking at drawings that they have these capabilities?
I don't know from just looking at drawings. This is from Delchow's own commentary. I guess there's some folks that they're not aware that Delchow, he kept a diary, a journal of his experience with the Sonora Aero Club. This comes from his own descriptions of witnessing these things fly and what he said they were. So that comes from more than just looking at the drawings. And it's fascinating stuff. If the questioner is not familiar with it, I recommend the Dennis Crenshaw book, Secrets of Delchow. Yep. And I especially recommend the gallery book that Stephen Romano has put out, The Art of Delchow. That includes some of the diary entries and pages. And it's like the best presented collection of the Delchow art It's an amazing book. It's worth every dime. But yeah, this comes from what we're told is witness testimony of what these things did and what they were.
Wow. That's way ahead of the technology curve.
Indeed it is.
Here's one from Cyan Flosser, and I guess he or she has some teeth issues. But several years ago on Radio Misterioso, you mentioned something you'd heard from a former colleague about U.S. stealth aircraft operations. And basically it's a long question, but the upshot of it is that there was some sense that we send something in prior to the strike aircraft. And Greg suggested on the show that possibly holography was a possible explanation of what we send in prior to shock and awe type operations. At the time, you weren't really that, you were a little reluctant to address that. But what can you tell us about something akin to some sort of high technology that we utilize along with conventional technology in that manner?
What I said on that is what I'm aware of on that, and that's the extent to which I'm willing to discuss that.
Let me ask you just parenthetically. We have another talk show host who is the most popular talk show host on this network, Alex Jones,
mm-hmm.
who stock and trade is conspiracy theories,
mm-hmm.
false flags,
yeah.
9/11. Do mm-hmm. you think he's on to anything with that?
In a general sense, anybody who goes that direction is going to come across these things that they're onto the right track. Now, he specifically, you know, I find his presentation to be, you know, sensational, and that I don't think serves perhaps what he's trying to convey well for most people. But to some degree, you know, yeah, he's onto something, but I think there's other people out there that are onto more.
Yeah, and have been for a while.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you think of Tom DeLonge and this, the Blink 182 frontman and his kind of grandstanding comments about having inside and military sources and people in aerospace? And what do you think about someone like a celebrity such as a Tom DeLonge coming along and trying to sort of steal a bunch of headlines and limelight in a subject that, I mean, deservedly should be getting more attention. But do you feel that kind of attention and that figureheading approach is really, do you think it's beneficial or do you think it detracts from the subject?
Unfortunately, here's the thing. I think Tom DeLonge is very sincere, you know, about his interests and his pursuits of this stuff. I really do. I think he's sincere about it to an extent that he can get some media attention, that he can, through that, shed some light, you know, more brighter light on these subjects that we are interested in. However, unfortunately, I think that, you know, someone like him can be easily used by essentially disinformation agents or people who have impressive credentials from, you know, this military-industrial world, and they're just, for whatever reason, they just want attention, and this is their chance to manipulate a sincere person, you know, with BS. So, I've heard recently that he has been talking about something, but I honestly don't know the details as to what he's been saying he was told and what he plans to do with it. I'm just aware that there is a Tom DeLonge thing going on, yeah. And that's my present assessment of it. Is unfortunately,
he hasn't really said much. That's just it. I mean, it's been a lot of
unfortunately
analyzing stuff.
Yeah, it's just too easy to use someone like that, and they're unwitting that you know they're being strung along, and so you have to take it, you know, with a big grain of salt. Even on, Chris, you know this, even on, you know, our level, so to speak, we have to be careful when someone comes out of the woodwork with something. And we're not in a famous rock band. we don't get that much attention. And we have to be careful. So I would hope that he's being seriously, doing some serious critical analysis of whatever and whoever this is.
Well, and therein lies the rub. You really need a well finely tuned and well honed BS meter. And
yeah.
I don't think people who come to this field with a big splash have the depth of knowledge and the experience of dealing with thousands of individuals within this subject matter to have developed that kind of finely tuned BS meter. And unfortunately, like you said, you're prone to excitement and sort of that special destiny person energy that a lot of people fall prey to.
Well, yeah, and we all need, a BS meter on our own BS too. We all need to remind ourselves to, when you're doing the research and when you're putting the book out there and when you're talking about these things, I remind myself, I could be wrong about my conclusions. Now, I think I state that in my works. I've increasingly, tried to make it even more clear when I'm speculating. I try to say, hey, this is just my theory. This is my speculation. I could be wrong. I don't think I am at this point, but I acknowledge that I could be totally off the mark. But, being able to stand there firmly and say, I'm absolutely right about this is not the point of why I write my books. I write them because I have found something that's interesting enough to justify the discussion. And I think there's people out there that they have gotten the idea that when somebody puts something in a book that they're saying that this absolutely is, it's firmly true. So, the biggest thing I can say about my books is decide for yourself. That's my ultimate message. You decide for yourself.
Walter Bosley, please tell our listeners where they can find more about your stuff.
Okay. I am at Amazon.com. My books are on Kindle. And also, for those who prefer printed books, I am at Lulu, LULU.com. I have a blog, which I occasionally will update. It's not a regular daily or weekly thing. I try to get there at least monthly. It's empireofthewheel.blogspot.com.
You can find us on Twitter if you look for the Paracast. Look for two official Paracast fan clubs on Facebook. And we have a special feature of the show called the Paracast Plus. We offer the commercial-free version of this show with higher quality audio. We give you the After the Paracast podcasts. We've added video with more coming, show transcripts, classic episodes, and so much more for a modest subscription fee. Our price, cheap. To find out more, go to plusplus.theparacast.com. That's PARA+.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. Walter Bosley, as always, it's been a blast. Thanks for coming on the Paracast.
Thanks for having me on, guys. I really enjoy coming on and talking with you, and I look forward to it again.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on this special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth.
This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and the Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.